Yes, we're looking forward to the 22nd now, Tom, and we have, as I mentioned earlier, over 750,000 collected in the first 21 years. So it's just plan on for the future. We've got two good charities with Breast Care, Breast Centre Northwest and Donegal Diabetes Association. So these are what we are at, and this is what we do. As I say, we only provide a vehicle for the, we provide the race and the vehicle for the charities to go out and raise the funds. And it always works out very well for them because they always get an opportunity. Even financially, it's a big help, but more importantly, PR-wise, because this will be all over the place in terms of PR papers and everything, and people will be talking about the Northwest 10K for the next 3 months into the 6th of May, and you know that's what it's all about, and they create that awareness. To be fair, and the charities in the past have always made an effort, they always worked together, and if they didn't work together they worked among themselves, but they always raised the funds, and that's what it's all about for them. They get the opportunity to develop and to bring in the money, as they say, and you know that's what it says and that's what it does. And thankfully, you know, the foresight of people in the past, I go back to the Rock Hull days, and those were the people, the army out in Rock Hull was the people that started it off, and when they weren't able to do it any longer, there was the Grace Boyles and Bridgine Dohertys who really jumped at it, as I say, and took it forward as the Northwest 10K, and I got involved in it 20 years ago, and that's what just keeps me going.
And obviously, it's a huge event now. It's one of the biggest sporting events in the Northwest.
Absolutely. Last year alone, between walkers and runners, we had 1,300. About 2 years back, we had about 1,600. But, you know, that's the way the society is now. Everybody's out walking. In actual fact, from 8 years ago, where we used to have 50% of walkers and runners, now it's 80%. Runners and only 20% walkers, because those people have moved on, and you know that's what it's all about. In society, there is a temper out there at the moment that people are saying, like, they all want to be healthy, they all want to be fit. The Fit for Life groups have started in the county, all over the county. Every wee village in the country is a wee Fit for Life group, and if they get 6 or 7 people, that's what they need, and we get them out here then to do the race, and that's what it's all about.
And talk to me about the event itself. Any changes?
No changes this year. We have had a long meeting with the guards. We had to change last year because of the roadworks out at Kiltoy. But when we did that and we went down through the system, the guardy and the support staff were all more than happy to stay on the course that we developed last year, which keeps it closer to town, keeps it closer to the community centre. It keeps it closer to easier managed rather than being out at Kiltoy or up at the chapel, and takes a hull out of the race as well, which people are happy with. So no big change there. As I say, the only thing we've done this year is we have introduced a medallion for all finishers. It's the way races are going now. Everybody gets a medallion. We've got a lovely medallion embossed, and we're ready to go with that. And again, as usual, the t-shirts are there. So, and again, we're eternally grateful, because the t-shirts and the medallions will nearly be covered by the sponsorship that we're getting from Donegal Daily and Brian McCormick Sport. Not in entirety, but it makes a big help to us, because it also then creates more funds for the charities when we have everything else done.